Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Make money from your podcast with the Odyssey Creator Lab. You create the show, we bring the advertisers. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house, something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Now it's time to power up with BT and Sal.
Here we go. Power Up, brought to you by Princeton Longevity Center. Experience the power of personalized medicine. On this Thanksgiving Eve, we present to you a Power Up with the five worst things about Thanksgiving, which is not easy to do because Thanksgiving, I think, if you had to take a vote, Thanksgiving, one of the best holidays by the majority of people, right? I mean, who doesn't love Thanksgiving? It's food, it's family, it's football. But, of course, even with that food, family, and football, there are some issues there. So we've come up with the five worst things about Thanksgiving. Number five. Now, this doesn't really impact, I guess, as you get older as much, although you got to go to the bakery, you got to go to the store maybe last minute. Most people go home, like they're traveling right now. Good luck. Hopefully there's not too much traffic. If you're traveling, whatever, to your hometown. If you are somebody like me who goes back to the house that you grew up in to celebrate Thanksgiving, one of the worst things that I find about that is running into familiar faces. That would be number five for me. I don't want to see anybody that I went to high school with. I don't want to see anybody that I went to elementary school with. Or if I wanted to be friends with you, and I say this in like the kindest, softest, nicest way possible. If I wanted to remain friends with you, I'd still talk to you. If we don't talk, there's a reason for it. You've moved on. I've moved on. We've all moved on. So what's the point of the, as I'm looking for a can of corn, hey, oh yeah, oh man, remember this, remember that. Like, I'll catch up at the 30-year reunion, whatever it may be. Seeing familiar faces and having that awkward, like, oh, how are things? How's your parents? Well, my dad died. Oh, how's this? Yeah, married with a kid, you know, life is great. It's just, what do you think? Like, it's tremendous, of course. Oh, yeah, how's BT? Well, how do you think it is? I mean, you listen to the show. Oh, you tell me. You know, Mets, Yankees, you get the... No, all those... just kidding. But yeah, running into familiar faces, that to me would be number five. I don't want to deal with it. Number four, the travel. Now, the reason why travel is not higher is because you can prevent disastrous travel. Like tomorrow, I'm going to Long Island from Jersey. And guess what I'm doing? I'm getting up early, you know, early-ish, and getting on the road and going to Long Island. I am beating the traffic. I'm not going to sit there and wait till noon, wait till, you know, my wife is dilly-dallying around with the baby. We're not going to watch the parade at home. We are getting up, getting ready, getting in the car and going. And that should save some of the issue with travel, but still travel can be inconvenient. And I know not all people can leave at the first thing in the morning, whatever it may be, coming back the next day, Black Friday, not that ideal either. Some of you like BT has to get on the plane and go to Dallas, all those different things. So travel, certainly not a great thing of the holiday, but it is to me only number four. Number three, and this is where now it starts to get real, the weight gain. Everybody loves eating on Thanksgiving. But then it trickles over to the next day. And then the next day. Because you have leftovers you know, we still feed the same amount of people. For whatever reason, my mom and sister still make the same amount of food for when my dad was alive, my grandparents were alive, when my aunt and uncles used to come over. It's just us now, and it's still the same amount of food. And it's good food, and it's most of the food that I don't eat throughout the course of the year. So, yeah, of course you want to have it the next day, and then maybe a little bit the day after. But then when you start to get on the scale Sunday, Monday morning, oh, what'd I do? And you're just feeling bloated and gross and the extra desserts and all those different things. Yeah, the weight gain is never a good. It's fun while it's happening. Oh, this is great. Feed me more. And then afterwards, it's like, what the hell did I do? The weight, no other holiday. I mean, Christmas, I eat, you know, I eat poorly as well. But there's no other holiday for me with the leftovers and the trickle-down effect in the ensuing days that gets the weight gain like Thanksgiving. Number two, and this is just personal preference, cranberry sauce. I can't stand the sight of it. I don't like the look of it. I don't like the smell of it. I've never even tried it. I don't want cranberry sauce anywhere near my kitchen table. And yet, because some people at the table want cranberry sauce, I'm talking about you, Ryan, my brother-in-law, Ryan. He likes his cranberry sauce. I got to sit there and look at it. And it's always one of those things, no matter who's coming over, that you just have to have it. Like, we never ate cranberry sauce ever, but it's Thanksgiving. Who doesn't have cranberry sauce with their turkey? So even the can, looking at the can of cranberry sauce, I don't even want to look at it. And then when it gets open from the can, it's like, you guys eat cranberry sauce? Dove, is that?
My mother served it every year.
And?
Wouldn't touch it.
Rosie?
Hate it. It's awful. It's disgusting. Ugh.
As a matter of fact, I think the only person in my life that I've ever met that likes cranberry sauce is my brother-in-law, Ryan. So, I mean, and I love having Ryan around. He's one of the more fun parts of Thanksgiving, and I say that with sincerity. But I don't like the cranberry sauce. Cranberry sauce, it's got to go. Really, cranberry sauce and turkey should go by the wayside. And then number one, even though I do love my brother-in-law, number one, come on. See, this is the difference between me and the people who sometimes you hear that pretend. I'm real. I'm real with you. We all know, like, you already know what I'm going to say before I say it. We all know the worst thing about Thanksgiving, or any holiday for that matter. Come on.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
If you have a podcast and want to monetize it stress-free, you need the Odyssey Creator Lab. We'll host your podcast for free, and our experienced sales team brings in the advertisers and the revenue. Easy. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Do I actually need to spell it out for you? It's the family. The in-laws, the family, the talks about politics, all the nonsense. Who's stressed about going there? Is this one showing up? Is that one showing up? Now, I don't even deal with this to a high level anymore. But that's the where you got to go. Like, Rosie just started dating here. So, yeah, how old are you, Rosie?
40.
Yeah, you're 40 and you just started dating finally. Congratulations. Now, you're going to
deal with... Well, for the record, I've dated before.
How long have you been working here?
I've dated full-time?
Yeah.
Full-time, I am coming up on 10
Okay,
years.
So I've known you for at least 10 years, roughly.
Yes.
I've never known you to have a girlfriend.
I normally keep things very, very quiet. I keep things
Rosie,
to myself.
Rosie. Anyway, the point is, you're about to experience something that you haven't experienced before. The in-laws are a problem. Because even if they're nice people, even if you like them, there's always going to be the, why aren't we spending enough time at my family's house? Why are we spending time at your family's house? Like in this particular case, my family's not the problem because we're going to my family's house. Now, they could have problems too, just like anybody, but that's not the issue. But for my wife, she's probably thinking, I got to go spend time with the in-laws. I got to go there in the morning. I got to sleep over. I got to wake up the next day. She's probably thinking that. Now, you know, she loves my mom and the family and all that stuff. But you know what I'm saying? Like, for her, it's a road trip. And the same thing with her. Like, I love her family, but do I want to really be spending time with the in-laws? No, I don't. And I love the family. They're great people. But that's the problem. So while Thanksgiving is great, yeah, fun, family, food, football, all that stuff, we know that at the root of all these issues around the holiday, it's the in-laws. Because even if it doesn't happen on Thanksgiving, it's happening after Thanksgiving. Can you believe this one said that to me? Can you believe that happened? Oh, what about this? And how about this? And how about that? Why didn't we go here? Why aren't we going there? That's something that I never, ever thought would be an issue as a kid. You grow up in your family's house, whatever it is, what it is. And then you start to date, you start to get married, you realize that, oh, crap, I actually have to make some sacrifices. It's not always going to be the same way. And that, to me, is probably the primary issue. Dove, you're dealing with that, at least, with the in-laws? You know what I'm talking about?
Actually, not.
Never?
Well,
you know what I'm talking about.
My wife's father passed away when she was a kid.
Okay.
That wasn't...
So you didn't have that to deal with?
Right. My mother was actually with us one day a week, every week.
How's that?
Oh, I'm so fond of her. What do you mean?
Exactly. Exactly. We all love... No, we all... Come on. Obviously, we all love our families, in-laws, regular... We all... No issues there. Who would ever dare say that on the radio, that the in-laws are the biggest part of the problem of the holidays? We know the truth.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
If you have a podcast and want to monetize it, stress-free, you need the Odyssey Creator Lab. We'll host your podcast for free, and our experienced sales team brings in the advertisers and the revenue. Easy. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house, something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey there, we're Corinne Vienne and Sabrina Deanna Roga here to introduce our newest podcast, Crimes of, a Crime House Original.
Crimes of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, from crimes of the paranormal, unsolved murders, and more. Our first season is Crimes of Infamy, the true crime stories behind Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.